A very good morning to you, my dear listeners. Welcome to Eagle FM, and thanks to Hileni with Social Times. So welcome to Mind Matters. This is another show where we continue. Actually, today we continue in the same line. We continue in the same kind of like in the same theme from what they actually have been talking this morning. So welcome to Eagle FM. And if you're just joining us for the first time, this is your number one talk radio station. And you are tuned into Mind Matters. This is the program that actually explore those psychological patterns and social aspect that affect how you think, how you feel, and how you make a decision in life. And then from now, from 11 o'clock until the hour of 1 o'clock, we refer this time as a mental health hours, where at any times you can just call through and you can just come through if you have any problems, if you have any something that you want to know about or that you want to ask about in relation to mental health issues, or you yourself have questions, or you are you're going through something distressful, emotions or whatever that you are experiencing at this time. So you're most welcome actually to come through and either have your question, or even if you know somebody who's experienced something that you don't know how you can help that friend of yours, or that that family member of yours, or something that you just want to know in relation to mental health issues, so you're most welcome to come through. And I always said, if I cannot be able to answer you, there will be someone actually listening that are also probably expert in that field, and if we can't, we will always go and look for those answers. And next time when we come back in the next show, we will be able to bring you the answers. So make sure that you are part of the program, and when you come through, we are now in Ondango Studio, later on, I will open up the line, and so that you can come through as well. But as I said, if there's anything that you want to share, or that you are actually going through and you would like to ask, or you would like to, you know, provide that information or share that story with us, you're most welcome to come through at any time. So today also, today is, World Freedom Day. World Press Freedom Day. I think, World Press Freedom Day. So today we commemorate or celebrate a World Press Freedom Day. And it's normally, it's actually remembered or celebrated on the 3rd of May. And it highlights the essential role. Normally this day actually highlights the essential role, of free, independent and pluralistic media. In terms of sustaining democracy and promoting human rights. So it is established in 1993. It's established in 1993 by the United Nations General Assembly. It's a reminder of the vital importance of press freedom, worldwide. And for our country, the day, traces its roots to the 1991 Windhoek Declaration, referred to as the Windhoek Declaration, a landmark statement of press freedom principle adopted at UNESCO seminar in Windhoek. That was in 1991, and this declaration emphasized the need for an independent, pluralistic, and press and a free press, particularly not only in Namibia but in Africa. Africa faced significant challenges when it comes to media independence at this time. So, yeah, why is it so important? Why is this day? Why this is important? I think is to advocate for freedom. It serves as a platform to advocate for the safety of journalists and the free flow of informations. So, yeah. And also, it's a day to honor journalists who risk their lives to bring us news and also face harassment for reporting the truth. And also, why it's important, it's also encouraged government organizations and citizens to assess, you know, to assess press freedom in their countries and support action to help to uphold that. So each year UNESCO select a theme to reflect press challenges to press freedom. So, and the theme for 2025 is Journalism Under Siege. Journalism Under Siege, Building Resilience in an Era of Global Challenge. That's the theme for this year, for 2025. So this theme explore how journalism adapts to issues such as digital censorship, disinformation, and physical threat for or to journalism. So yes, it is the day for the for journalists. It's World Press Freedom Day, and just to give you maybe some kind of information just for you to understand, in 2024 alone over 50 journalists were killed. Just over 2024, over 50 journalists were killed and many other faced detention or legal threat. Just to see that why this day is very important. Yeah. And Namibia hold a special connection to World Press Freedom Day as the birth place of Windhoek Declaration. Remember that. So the country often ranks higher in press freedom. We always rank higher in press freedom, entices and serves us as an example in Africa for media independence. Even if that's the case, there are challenges, access to information, that could be still be a problem. There are still areas for improvement in Namibia as well. So and I'm encouraging you, you know, support the journalists, you know, advocate for policies that protect press freedom in our country. So, and fight for disinformation. You as a listener as well, fight for disinformation. So make sure that the information that are shared are verified information before sharing it. So, and we should also then value the independence of the media. So, yeah, just basically giving you a rundown Press Freedom Day, World Press Freedom Day, it's all about. So it's our day today, the journalists. So please do support the journalists and the freedom, the free press in our country. Let's keep that. We normally top when it comes to press freedom, we normally right up there with the best in the world. So, and thanks to our constitution and thanks to our government value, the role of the press in our country. So if you're just joining us, welcome to Mind Matters. As I said, this is a show that focuses on, psychological patterns and social aspects that influences how we think, how we feel, and how we make decision in life. And today, what are we looking at today? The reason why I want to focus on this is because it's given what have been happening around. And I think that's also, as I said, it leads in the conversation that Helene has also. We're looking at what have been happening around, We know the killing of children, of those children in Okanja, and many, many more other, you know, killings and rape and other things that are happening to our very young ones. But what I want to look at it specifically is actually talking the topic of self-control. It is something we all struggle with at times, and it's something that if we master it, that can really, when it's mastered, if we master that, I don't think there will be a time when we 100%, but we can always, this is a skill that we can learn and also master. And then if we do, can really transform our lives. So now let me ask you this, you know, let me ask you this. Have you ever done something in the heat of the moment? Maybe out of anger. Remember this. Maybe out of anger. Maybe out of temptation, being tempted. Maybe, or it is a habit. So, and when you do that, then later probably regretted it. So have you ever done that? So maybe you couldn't resist the extra slice of cake if you are on diet, if you are, you know, maybe you want to lose weight, or you spend hours scrolling mindlessly on your phone, and or said something you wish you could take it back. You see? So if that's you, don't worry, you're not alone. Self-control is something we're all wrestling with. So that's why I said, you know, you're not alone. So in fact, the Bible has a powerful way of describing what happens when we lack self-control. The Proverbs 25:28 says, a man without self-control is like a city broken in two and left without walls. You know, when you get into that, when you go deeper into that verse, so it's kind of like, imagine that, you know, imagine your life, your goals, your relationship left unprotected, vulnerable to whatever pressure and temptations come your way. So that means when you don't have self-control, it's like your life, your goals, your relationship, anything, it's unprotected. That's what actually the verse is talking. I'm not preaching. A man without self-control is like a city broken into and left without walls. So basically that's exactly what it says. Your life, when you don't have self-control, your life, your goals, your relationship, you know, it's left unprotected. And let's be honest, okay? Let's be honest, this pressure are everywhere. They are everywhere. Whether it is the temptation of quick money, sometimes that's why people end up actually stealing. It's a temptation. It's, you see, when I said that your life, your goal, your relationship left unprotected. So when you then are tempted, when it's a temptation whether now it is the temptation of quick money, for example. So that temptation, that mean, it, where does it take you? So it's because you have no self-control. So you want that quick money, which what would it do? What would that, you might end up in jail. You might not have actually caught. So quick money, whatever, how you want to get quality, maybe through corruptions. Through corruption. Do you know what, where corruption, you know, where corruption puts, where some people end up because of corruption? Definitely. Yeah. There. Mokari mosh. So do you know why it's called Omoshkai Fanan Mokari mosh? You know, it's where people now, when you eat with your fork, you remember that, you know, when we eat with your fork, you use the fork to put the food in the mouth, but your fork is actually on your left side. So mokari mosho. It's where people eat with the left hand. Yeah. So, or mokari mosho. That's where that word is apparently coming from. So, yeah, I heard that. So now, yeah, seriously, let's get focused. So now, you remember when I said that your, as I said, your life, your goals, your relationship, and I want to focus on that. It's actually left unprotected. So based on that beautiful quote, from the Proverbs, you know, 25, chapter 25, verses 28. A man without your self-control is like a city broken in two and left without walls. So let me now, you know, as I said, now when you are tempted for to just whatever that case be, maybe whether it's corruption, whether it's grabbing somebody, whether it's just grabbing money from somebody, a cell phone or whatever, that quick money you want to make, the temptation of quick money. So it's because there's no self-control. All right? Because there's no self-control. So the appeal for, let's say for the appeal of unhealthy habit like drinking or overspending could be, let's just focus on some other things. There are a lot of, in each one of our life, there's an aspect of that make us, unable to practice self-control. Let me put it that way. So an appeal to unhealthy habits, for example, maybe you want to, you don't want to drink anymore, but you'd have no self-control. Is it now the unhealthy habit like drinking? Do you have control over your drinking? Do you have control over your spending? Or maybe an urge to check your notification for the 10th times in an hour. Huh? Do you have control over that? So life is full of challenges to our self-control. It's really, really full of challenges of our self-control. So now, it is not just about the big things, okay? I want you to understand, it's not just about the big things. It is the little choices we make every day that build up over time. These little choices that we make. Now, the thing is this. Those little choices that you make, build up your ability, build up that habit, build up that, you know, it build up that habit. So, which you may not be able now to control. Everything that you do, it's a habit. Everything that you do, it's a habit that you have built up. Think of anything. Just think of anything. Whether it is going to sleep, you go to sleep every day. So do you think about that anymore? It's a habit. Wake up in the morning, go have a breakfast, go to work. It has become a habit. You don't think about it. So because it's a routine that you have done over time, now you don't think about it. You just do. So now it's also, I want to think that kind of a practice when something become a habit, it becomes you. So it's actually the same thing that self-control, you know, a lack of self-control can become a habit. Remember what I said earlier. So that I ask a question. Have you ever done something in the heat of the moment? Let's say maybe out of anger. You know, you don't think, you just react. That's why we have actually people killed somebody. Why? Because you react out of anger. Eh? You didn't have self-control. Reaction out of anger has become a habit that grow to a certain level where you could not control anymore. Eh? So maybe react because of out of anger, out of temptation. So sometimes it's just we are tempted by things and then we end up doing things, you know, or it has become a habit. So I want you to understand that as we go going to look now deeper into, into important elements. What I'm going to look at later on, very important elements are self-discipline and two very important component of self-control. It's self-discipline and willpower. So we're going to look at that. And later on also, if we have time, then look at how to manage, how do we manage the self-control. So, yeah. Now, what you have to understand that there's a good news. There is a good news. This is not all doom and gloom. You know, there is a good news. Self-control is not something you are born with or without. You know, it's not something that you are born with or without, because it is a skill. Eh? Normally, it's like it's a muscle that you can develop. Eh? It's a skill, a muscle you can develop, as a muscle that you can develop. So today, we're going to explore what self-control really means and why it matters, given the you know, just given what is happening in our country, and elsewhere in the world, and how you can actually strengthen it in your own life. If you can master self-control, I think it's one of the abilities that would really transform your life. And that's why I really wish that you stay tuned until at the end of this, because there's so much more coming your way. So I want to hear from you too. So what are the areas where you find it hardest to practice self-control? What are the areas in your life that you find it hardest, very hard to practice self-control? What strategies? Now, the other thing, so think about it, and I want you to I wanted also to hear from you, and maybe we can look at that together. So what strategies have worked for you? So what did you do in controlling your in practicing self-control? So what strategies have worked for you, and where do you feel stuck, you know? And that's where I also would like us to discuss, and maybe where I can be able also to help you. So where do you feel stuck? Let's share your insight. Might just inspire someone else. So let's make this honest, encouraging, and practical conversation about talking. Let's make it a practical conversation where about taking charge of our lives. And remember, here also, just want to say this also, that self-control is not about being perfect. So it is about progress. It's about growth and taking one step at a time towards the life that you truly want to live. So that's what we're going to. So when we come back, I'm going to have a little quick break. And when we come back, we're going to now looking a little bit deeper into self-control to help you understand what is self-control is, and other very important component that comes with self-control. So stay tuned. Let's have No Kill Another Man by Rasta Vibration.
Hey mama, there is a message in my song. Oh, on the shades of this world, yeah. Hey mama, all of us we go through. She will fly. All of us is a fruit. From the tree of life, yeah.
Killing another man, and that's a really Rasta vibrating here on Eagle FM. So very good morning to you if you're just joining us. This is Mind Matters, and we're talking about self-control. A very, very, very beautiful song there. Quite a nice song. Those are classic songs, you know, that over the years, it's quite an old song, but it's still vibrating, you know, like a true Rastafari song, you know. All right, welcome to Mind Matters. Our time is about 37 minutes past 11, and we're looking today, our topic today is about self-control, and I would like to go a little bit deeper now. It's not, you know, what normally I do. I just want to help you understand this. What normally I do, I normally want to help you understand the process of your, of how do you end up behaving in a certain way? All right. How do you end up behaving in a certain, actually answering the why, and looking at the process, why do you do what you do? So that's basically what we look. We're not looking at self-control in terms of specific behavior, but we're looking at the process that happened much in your mind, because this is Mind Matters. So what is happening in your mind, the process that happened in your mind, and how that actually then affect how you behave. Okay, that's what normally what I try. And when you recognize that, the whole point is this. So when you recognize that, when you know, it's like a mechanic. You know, how do you repair a car? If you don't know how the setup of the car, the different, you know, how actually the car is set up, and how does it function? So, and it's the same thing with a doctor. When you go to the doctor, what you do, you tell them, my pain, I have a pain here, and I have a pain in the head, and then he asks, have you eaten? No, I haven't eaten. So if you said I have eaten, so then he already associated that pain could be coming from, you know, because he understand the process of how you could possibly be, having a pain. So you understand? So what I do is to help you. It's to help you understand the process. Yeah. And when you understand the process, that lead to the way you behave, then you can be able to make a change in your life. Then you understand where does it coming from. You understand, why do I behave in the way I behave? Why do I think in the way I think? Why do I feel in the way I feel? Because that's what we try to answer. Once you understand that, then you can be actually you can be then be able to be in control of your behavior, of your emotion, and of your thinking. All right. So let's define what self-control really means. Okay. And I'm not going to define it academically. I just want you to understand, what we're talking about. So, because understanding this is the foundation of everything we are going to discuss, this morning. And let's see if I can help you understand, self-control better. Now, I always think self-control as a war. All right. And take it from your own experience. A war, it is that that constant battle between seeking immediate satisfaction. That's impulsivity, you know, where you want seeking immediate satisfaction and doing what is right or what is beneficial for your long-term goal. So that's always. So when you are, what you fail to control yourself, what you fail to control. It's normally that is something that seeks immediate satisfaction. In most cases, things that we fail to control are normally things that seek immediate satisfaction. Now, when you say, let's say for example, when you are shouting at somebody, does that also looking at seeking media satisfaction? Yeah, media satisfaction doesn't mean that the habit that you do are not necessarily good. They might not be necessarily good, but shouting to somebody and swearing to somebody is actually, you are trying to, it's an immediate satisfaction. It make you feel good. You see? Yeah, I say this to him. You see, he's now angry. Yeah, she's now angry. She's now that. It's immediate satisfaction. But this is always now a fight. As I always, it's a battle between impulsivity and doing what is right or beneficial for your long-term goal. If we always switch, if we often switch into what is right, what is beneficial for our long-term goals, most of the time we would be able to control ourselves. So because impulsivity is that voice in your head that say, just do it now, it feels good. Just do it now, it feels good. And later on, you regret about it. It's that voice that keep telling, just do it now, it feels good. So it is that urge, you know, when you have that urge, the urge maybe to spend money you don't even have, or to lash out of anger, you know, or to eat, or maybe to eat, let's say for you're on a diet or something like to eat entire cake when you're trying to stay healthy. So you understand that just do it now, that seeking immediate satisfaction. So, does it sound familiar? Do you find yourself in those situations? And sometimes, remember what I said earlier on, it could be a habit. Eh? It could have become a habit now. All right? So, that's war. I see it always as a war, you know? Between immediate satisfaction, where you're seeking immediate satisfaction, and actually the battle of now what is right or beneficial for long-term goals. Now let me share quickly. Let me put it in a way that you may, in a story that brings this to life. Okay. So that you understand exactly what I'm talking about. Now, imagine a young professional named Anna. Okay. Anna is the easiest name I can remember. So now she has the dream of starting her own business, but she struggled with impulsive spending. All right. struggling with impulsive spending, every time she get her money, every time she get that paycheck, she feel the urge, you know that urge? She feel the urge to go on spree on things that she doesn't even need. New clothes, gadgets or fancy dinners. You know, she just have that urge to go on a spree on things that she doesn't even need. Now, remember, that's now the immediate, now seeking immediate satisfaction. You see that? Now, remember what I said. So she's dreaming of starting her own business. She's dreaming of starting her own business. But what? She struggled with impulsive spending. She have no control on how, you know, or how she spent her money. Okay? Just think, I want you to understand that. So there could be other things in your life, could be something else. All right. So she wants to start her own business, but she's struggling with impulsive spending. So every time she got the money, she got that paycheck, you know, she has that, she feel the urge, just to spend, you know, new clothes, you know, looking for the latest gadgets, fancy dinners, and, you know, all that. Now, it is not that these things, okay, it's not that these things are bad in themselves. They're not bad in themselves. They're good. They may be, they may quite helpful in her life, maybe make her look good and, you know, feel important, whatever the case may be. So, but over time, now, over time, this habit eats away her money, it eats away at the money. She could be saving actually to fund the dream. So you see that because of her lack of control in terms of impulsive spending, now that eat away the money she need or she could have to save, or the money that she could be saving to fund her dream of starting a business. So, and that's where now you say that's a battle. That's where I earlier said it's a battle between seeking immediate satisfaction and doing what is right, and doing what is right to benefit, doing what is right or what is beneficial for your long-term goals. You understand that now? So, and her impulsivity is costing her more than just money, because it is actually delaying her future, is delaying her dream. You understand that? And that's why the proverbs that where he said it left your, you know, where I was telling you that your life, your dreams, your goals, they are left unprotected. So you can you see that now? Can you put that together now? So that her impulsivity is now costing her more. It's just costing her more than the money now. It is costing her future. It's delaying. Maybe let's say it's delaying her future of starting her own business. But on the other hand, now, if you think in terms of self-control, on the other hand, self-control is your ability now to say, not now. Okay? Not now, but later. So the other one, lack of self-control is you have that edge that, you know, it feels good right now. Just do it now. It feels good. But self-control is now the ability. When I'm talking the ability, it's a skill that you develop that now help you to say, not now, but later. It is the quality that allows you to resist impulses and stay focused on what is truly matters. All right? So it is Anna deciding. It's Anna now deciding, the example of I give, I don't need that handbag today because I'm investing in my business tomorrow. So you understand? So it is you choosing to walk away from the gossip. Eh? It is you choosing to walk away from unhealthy food. Eh? It is you choosing to walk away from toxic habits. because you know the greater reward lies ahead. You see that war. That's why I said it's a battle that is within us. So now, and think about like this, okay? I have this scenario. Think about this like this. Self-control is the guard, okay? Is the guard at the gate of your life. You know, just think of it in that way. It's the guard at the gate of your life. So what does the guard do? The guard stop harmful behavior and bad habits from entering and taking over. Okay? So the guards help you to stop harming behavior. Stop harming behavior and bad habits from entering and taking over. So think about it like that. Without it, anything can go through. Temptation, destruction, even destructive patterns. Mind better? Good morning.
Yes, how are you?
I'm fine, and yourself?
Yeah, we are better.
You are better, ne?
Yeah, I just want to ask, why Eagle FM is not, here in Turwagana, we are not receiving the frequencies long time now.
Yeah, we know. That's why we, at this point in time, we are encouraging all our loyal listeners to upload. If you have a smartphone, please do upload the Eagle FM app, mobile app.
Yeah, that one I understand. But the problem, there are people who are not access to
we know that
smartphone.
Yeah, we know that. So
at least your manager John Warenga must know that we are not receiving frequency Eagle FM. Even old people, they want to listen to Eagle FM.
He definitely know. He knows that. Yeah.
Please, try to tune up your service. We are missing a lot. Sometimes data, they are costing money, so we have data.
We understand that. We do understand that. Yeah.
Yes, please.
All right.
What do you have in your program today?
Yeah, we're talking about self-control. We're talking about self-control, and we're looking at situation that happening in our country. For example, we have men actually, you know, raping and killing young children. And we're looking at now, how do we develop this skill, the skill of self-control? So let me ask you, as an individual, how do you control yourself? How do you control yourself? What are the strategies that you use to control yourself? Let's say, for example, someone is arguing with you, and you don't just hit them. You control yourself.
For me, if somebody wants to argue with me, I just get a space to move away. So it's better, especially if you're arguing with a close person or maybe your friend. It's better to walk away. Either you are arguing with your wife or whoever, your girlfriend.
Yeah.
If you know you are the one who did the mistake, it's better for you to just to walk away. If you get that opportunity, just go. And again, you must not confront a drunk person.
Yeah.
In this term of issue for murdering, what I'm advising people, now things are involving a lot of things. They literally involve people are, there are a lot of things that are economically literalist. People are just want to, I don't want to talk things that I never experienced, but to me to see and to hear what, especially those Nigerian movies, most of us who used to watch Nigerian movies, things that are happening there in those movies, people are being told to, and I understand, and what those riches that I made, and according to what I have seen in the movies and other stuff, people who are kidnapping, they are not the people actually who are doing those things. They are being sent. Go and kidnap someone so that I will offer you this amount of money.
But is that a reality, given now how many many people being, especially women and children being killed. Do you think, they are being killed because people are being ritualist?
Yeah, I think so. That's why I told you, I make my 2 points that some people, they are doing it because they want to, maybe for sexual pressure. Some, they are doing it because they are being sent. where they are going, at least, maybe if they are going for ritual, they were told there are spiritual laws, most. You know already that if you go and look for other things somewhere, where you went, someone have to tell you that this is the law that you have to obey so that maybe your things, your business can progress. That's why you see some of these things, they need to be maintained. So for you to maintain a business, so you have to do all those kind of stuff.
Yeah. Let tell me your process of thinking. You know, your process of thinking. If someone you speak Oshwambo, eh?
Yes.
I'm not asking you now to speak in Oshwambo, but I have to say it in Oshwambo so that you know how painful it is. You know? You know,
yes.
So, my question is, how did you develop a way of moving away within, what do you say to yourself? Is it something now you master, or is something that, how did you come to a point where you don't fight, but you move away? Yeah.
For me, ne? What you asking me, I experienced it.
Yeah.
And then what happened, the guy insulted me.
Yeah.
And then what happened, I just look at him, and then from there, I ask myself, because I always have questions to ask myself, is this person okay, or maybe he's going through something. From there, after all, maybe after one day, I have to approach that person. If I know that person is calmed down, or maybe he's going through something, so I have to get a tactic so that I'll go back to him, and then I ask him, why did you do this to me?
Yeah.
And I ask him, I cannot even ask him or him one question. I have to make sure that I pose different questions that he's going to answer him, herself or himself when he's alone, that, sometimes when I confront or I went back to those people, sometimes they come and give me, they ask for forgiveness. So,
yeah. Yeah.
Meaning that it's not really good for you, maybe just to act lawlessly, it's not good. At least try to figure out what really caused the person to insult you with your mother.
Yeah.
There's a case that happened, there's a day when I went to the cooker shop, and then when I went there, I sit down. When I sit down, there's a guy he came from another different town. He came there with one of his friends.
Mm.
When they come there, they sit down, from there they sit down, and then the guy say, oh, let me buy for you a beer. When he say, and then I said, yes, buy for me.
Yeah.
I need a beer. From there, he gave me that $100 to give to the bar lady. When I tried to give $100, one guy, he just come up, he was around.
Yeah.
Maybe they are not friends with the guy who gave me the money. So he grabbed the money because he knows me. Now this one who gave me the money, he started insulting Noshiereromos. Almost. You know, this kind of insulting. The one you ask me that question, most. You know, I cannot speak in the air.
Yeah.
From there, I thought people, that guy was making a joke. He was making a joke. He just said, my friend, don't insult with my mother. I'll beat you. From there, From there, I just said, no. Don't beat this guy. You know, he's drunk already and he's weak. How can you beat someone who just insulted you?
Yeah.
Why you can't wait even tomorrow? From there, I start already. Now this one is asking, why did you even touch my money if you know we are not even friends? So I started avoiding those things. I start even grabbing the other guy he wanted to beat the other one. And said, no, those things, it's not better. It's not good for you to beat.
The thing that I want listeners to understand is that what you did is that you, instead of reacting, you decided actually now to put yourself in the shoes of the other person by asking, what is going on in this person's mind, or what is going on in this person's life to actually insult me? You know, so and in that way, it actually, you're looking at this situation from a perspective of the other person rather than from yourself.
Different dimension, different angles. That's why I said, if someone insulted you, you cannot just start reacting ruthless and start even beating a person. I went through a lot of things.
Yeah.
There's even a day I was even walking with my friend, just passing by cooker shop. One guy just take a glass of Tombo and then he pour me. It was even long time. You know what I did? I was with friend and I was very smart. I put on those nice clothes.
Yeah.
Maybe the guy didn't see me or maybe I don't know what happened. You know what I did?
Yeah.
I just say, you try to control yourself. If you did it purposely, you must go and sleep and you, when you wake up, ask yourself what you did.
Yeah.
You know what that guy, what he did?
Yeah.
The way he reacted. From there when he just stand up, from there he went behind. They never, when I went to come and ask him, there are people who was with him.
Yeah.
They said, no, this guy spent almost a month now, there's no more drinking, just in the house. You see those things? That's the thing. You don't just want, cannot just react just like that to be someone big, because it is to you. At least sometimes people are going through a lot in their life, and some of them, they even commit suicide because they are trying to release the stress, and the only way, sometimes they are trying to do all those kind of stuff.
Yeah, now that's a very useful perspective for other people as well, to understand that don't just react to your emotion, but think about why actually this person behaving in the way they behave. They could be going through a lot of emotion, or they want just to do something deliberately. And as you said, as today, maybe they want to commit suicide, they want to kill somebody, or whatever the case may be.
Okay, let me go in Oshibambo quickly.
Yeah.
Just a bit, I know they are listening. Listen carefully. Okay, nandi chenenge none watu kwane.
Yeah.
Watu kwane na meme oye. Watu kwege konuwe nganga, mwilo hili atakomati.
Yeah.
Yote kutuku, mwendenga pamo kuna nalu ngundi otasoro.
Yeah.
Paisa ito karombu ilo koto, toti ngeipi. Those things, we are having people who are being sentenced. Ma sentencing kwege, mwengu wapu ginande inmate wa adika adino documentary ko koshiki. A person was just trying to do all those kind of things.
Yeah.
Malokoti angeke limo problem. Oyi ni matuno kwa avo izinge nyo kucha. Ngengo uya ngu limo problem hiringa ha. Try to escape or try. You are not, if itahiti kucha ngeno ove vaya ka. Ototra ngeke, ini me motoka jipa nuwa numbro kwenda tu mwana ndoku linare. Oshe kukane hapu ulimo drongo. For the rest of your life, you wasted your time. The person that you have killed, onu mweke na shina, itatini tandisi nekuja kapeno ni na shima nanti, onu mweke ongai ngeke, but you are a breadwinner, but on top of that, weke anga ulime probe madiri nga, tofi unona we molu hepo, tofi o family, weno, no sara undi nga weno.
All right.
That's the problem.
Yeah, no, thank you for your contribution and for coming through, ne?
Okay, kucheketa tewarenga na tareko na wako kwa igirese mako kukoru waka na wako tiyo lene kuna na kulpeta pulegi kuchaye.
Yeah.
What happened, eh?
We will get back to you, yeah.
Oh, thank you, sir.
All right.
Kwa kiri kinyane po singisha, po singisha kaisheta elaka letuwa atu kiri kinyane.
Yeah, no, yeah. English is fine, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Well, Namlish is also, Namlish is welcome. That's all the language we speak. We speak Namlish. So yeah, it's welcome here. All right, you can mix any language you want, even Russia, if there's anybody who can hear you. Yes, I think the very important point that he's making, and I'm gonna touch on some of the reference he made, is that it's your reaction. The person hasn't just reacted. What actually dictate his response is actually his mind shift. Instead of looking at himself, why this person actually doing this to me? He think he's good than me. You see how that actually would fuel the anger in you. But he's looking at it, the other person, and think, what if something is going on this person that causes him to do what he does? What if he's, I do something and then this happen and I end up in jail. So you see the process. This is the process that I'm talking about. The process in your mind that would help you to make a decision. Okay? That's my focus, and it came out so well, and I hope you are listening to understand that the process that goes into your mind is not the action that you see, because the action that you see is a result of the process that goes into your mind, and that it depends how you think about the situation, how you think about the person, and those things now contribute to what now the concept that we're talking about, the self-control. All right, you see that? So it really, really, really came out right, and it's supporting really exactly the point that I'm trying to make. So, and I said, I want you to think, you know, self-control in as a guard at the gate, yeah, of your life. And this is what we're talking about. So it stops harmful behavior and habits and bad habits from entering and taking over. Like a person now would actually, he said, you know, I would actually start asking myself why this person is doing. Maybe there's something that, you see, that's a process that help you. That's now the guard. You see now, that's the guard at the gate of your life. You know, if I do this, you know, that guard stop you now from harming behavior, from harmful behavior. You could have actually harmed that person and end up in jail. Eh? So the person inserted, did he attack you? No, but you just, you see, what would you tell? What would you tell the court? So, and that's exactly what I want you to understand. All right. So without it, without self-control, you know, and it's not something that, okay, remember this. This is not something that, okay, self-control is something out there. I can get it and have it. These are practices. These are little behavior. These are certain things that you do. Like this person say, when I found myself in a situation like that, I asked myself, what is going on with this person? You see, that practice already that this person follows in terms of asking themselves, it's what self-control is. You have means, you have ways that help you to protect yourself from doing things that could be harmful. Yeah? Think already. Take this as, I always find it helpful for me to think self-control as a guard at the gate of my life. So, it's that guard stops the harmful behaviors and habits and bad habits from entering and taking over in my life. So, and as I said, without it, anything can get through. Temptation, distractions, even, you know, those, if you're not aware about, even destructive patterns, that you may not be aware about, start to actually come into your life. But what if you have the power to build a life of purpose and discipline? So, and here's another example. Let me give you another example that you have. Have you tried? Have you ever tried to cut back on, let's say, for example, on a screen time? Okay? You might set a goal to spend less time on a social media, but when that notification just pop up, it is like a magnet pulling you in. So that is impulsivity that we talk. That's impulsivity at work. So when just that notification, it's kind of something just pulling you, or you want to go and see, you know. And self-control, however, then is when you take deep breath, you know, turn off the notification, and focus on something more meaningful. You see? And maybe spending time with family or working on a personal project, whatever the case may be. Or even just resting your mind. Just resting your mind. So that's self-control. It's these small practices that you do. It's certain behavior that actually help you to grow to the goal that you want to achieve. You following me? All right. So let's make this personal. Let's make it more closer to you. Ask yourself, have you developed this quality? Are you able to resist temptation? Urges. There are always a lot of temptation. Are you able to resist temptation, urges, or instant gratification that might feel good now? As we said earlier, that might feel good now, but could derail your goals. Or it could derail your values, in a long time, in a long run. So here's a little exercise for you. Let me give you some kind of exercise that you do just to help you really, get into the groove of this. So think about one area in your life where you are struggling with self-control. Okay. Think about any area that you're struggling with self-control, and maybe it could be eating healthier. That could be a problem. Maybe managing your anger. That could be another, or staying disciplined with your finances. So, it's vary from person to person. No? Now, excuse me. Ooh, want to sneeze and it's not coming. Keep it in mind as we continue. I want you to keep in mind what I'm asking you now. So, because we will make a reference to you, and then you can make a reference to that. So our goal this morning is to help you strengthen that muscle of self-control, and take a step towards being the best version of yourself. So, all right, I will be back. All right. Oh, I couldn't speak. So, and I want you to remember here, what we're doing is that self-control is not about being perfect. I said it earlier. It's about progress. It's about winning the small battles every day, that lead to a bigger victory in the end. So what is your first step? So let's figure it out. Let's figure it out together and stay Mind Matters. So our telephone number, if you want to come through yourself, if you want to contribute to the topic, it's 08-333-66-091. 08-333-66-091. That's the telephone number for you to come through, here, in the studio. All right. So let's, I told you earlier on that I really want to focus on the two crucial component of self-control. And these are important element that you need to recognize the process, of practicing self-control. So here I want to help you recognize this process, that when you're practicing self-control, what are these crucial component of self-control? Okay? There are two important component of self-control. These are self-discipline and willpower. And let's explore how these two components, how it works, and also maybe get some practical about applying them in our lives. Now, let's start with self-discipline. Now, self-discipline is about taking charge. Think, just follow me. It's about taking charge of your action and behavior to achieve a specific goal. It's just a simple self-discipline. When we're talking about self-discipline, anyway, when you're talking about self-discipline, why? You self-discipline come into question if there's a specific if there's a specific task, if there's a specific goal that you want to achieve. So you understand. So simply being when that, because for you now to be able to achieve that specific goal, It's where now you require self-discipline. All right? So self-discipline is the foundation now of consistency. It's the decision now to follow, okay? It's a decision to follow a plan. And sometimes, you know, the reason why there's a self-discipline is because sometimes maybe it is hard. In most cases, when we are asked to discipline ourselves, it's because whatever goal, specific goal that you want to achieve, it is very hard. It's something unpleasant. It's not something that you want to do. Eh? So that's why that self-discipline is very, very, very a crucial component to self-control, because it creates a foundation of consistency. All right? So every time this guy, the caller, decided to find himself in a tense environment, what does he do? He actually then asks himself, what if I do this? So he has this practice that he followed over and over. So that practice that he followed that helped him actually not to get into fight. So it becomes, so whatever then the person, that becomes a discipline. Do you understand? Consistently, this guy follows this kind of practice, and it becomes a self-discipline. So you're following me. Let me give you another example. I don't know whether it's going to work. So imagine Sarah. Let's take Sarah this time. So a mom juggling work, you know, family, and also then health goals. She want to be healthier so that she can be a good mom to her kid. So she decided to lose weight, to feel more energetic and confident. Remember, she's juggling with work and family and her goal of becoming more healthier, energetic, and confident. Now, but after a long day, you know, you come home and the couch and the bowl of rice, the bowl of ice cream seem a way more appealing than actually working out. So you come home and you kind of like, I'd rather have, you know, that couch feels so comfortable. If I can just sit, put on something with a bowl of ice cream, that it's more appealing than if I have to put on my sneakers and go and work out. So what would Sarah do? So Sarah, she relies on her self-discipline. So this is where now she relies on her self-discipline, she put on her sneakers, go off and jog or walk, and remind herself of her goal. You see that self-discipline become, as I said, it becomes a practice. Once it becomes a pattern of practice, so then it becomes something that within you. That's how when we talk about self-control, it's not just something you think. You kind of just think at that point in time and then you do. But it's something that comes because of various of these small practices that you do that are actually contributing to the process of to the practice of self-discipline, of self-control. So that's are you following what I'm saying? I hope you understand. So self-discipline is very important. It's a very important component of self-control. So what is the secret behind, you know, now let's talk about the example of even the guy who called, or even the example that I has given of Sarah. Now, what is the secret behind her success? So let's look at some of the things. One, what you have to do is that, you know, it's to create a routine. All right. Now, if you want to build a consistency, building a consistent daily routine is like laying you. It's like you are laying the brick. You're laying the brick, bricks, not the brick. You're laying the bricks for a solid foundation. Okay? So routine helps you now turn your goals into habit. That becomes automatic over time. So anything, take off anything that you have achieved, the goal that you have achieved, is because you develop some kind of routine that would help you to achieve that goal. For example, if you're studying, if you decided, okay, I want to study, I want to graduate, what do? You develop a habit of when to study. And every time when you do that, it contributes to, it contributes further to what you want to achieve, isn't it? So I want you to understand that routine, if you want it to be self-control, develop some daily, constant daily routine that kind of lay a foundation that builds up to what you want to achieve. So for Sarah, for example, deciding time, dedicating time every evening to exercise, that make a difference. Yeah? That's what make a difference. Even on the day when motivation was low, the routine kept her moving. The body has become the mind. And this is very important. So because once, even when the body used to the routine, and even when your mind kind of come up with so many reasons why you shouldn't do that, you see, self-discipline, your body has now used to the routine. It find it easy actually just to, to get into that. Your body has become the mind, and it's more stronger than your conscious mind. So you probably will just actually to be. That's how you develop now the skill of self-discipline, but that contributes to self-control in different aspect. You understand? So that's the beauty of routine. So they simply decision-making. Eh? So, yeah, the routine actually simplify your decision-making. And instead of constantly debating whether to act, the habit takes over. The habit just take over. So if your goal is to excel academically, for example, establish a set of study time each day. And even if it's just about 30 minutes. So once you do that, you actually then slowly by slowly, and if you keep it up, it becomes you. It becomes you. And even when you feel like, when your body, your mind feel like, no, I can't do this. Your body immediately, because you think of the time when you wake up, even if you're not consciously, I need to wake up, your body just wake up at the time you normally wake up. It becomes a routine and the body becomes the mind. So, and the other thing is financial stability is your aim. What do? Build a routine of reviewing your budget every week. So once that has become a habit, then it's you create that routine, create a discipline, a self-discipline that contribute now to, that now contribute to your self-control. You following me? All right? So maybe think it in this way. Maybe this is something that you need to think about the biggest goal right now. What is your biggest goal that you want to achieve? So then you look at what small, consistent action can you incorporate it into your daily life? So, for example, if you want to write a book, which I'm trying to do, so commit to writing 200 words each morning or whatever time when you find. So this is now, and once you commit to that, it becomes a self-discipline. The routine help you. When you said self-discipline, it's not just something that comes from your head and then you do. It has to be certain routine that you follow and you commit to. All right? So, and that contribute then to your, you know, to your self-discipline and to your self-control. Okay? You see that process. I hope you're following. The other thing is also then, you have to practice delaying gratification. So delayed gratification is the art of saying no to short-term pleasures so you can say yes to a long-term success. So, and remember that when you develop the habit, the routine, this may come automatically. Yeah, so it's also something that you have to develop a routine into. So, as I said, that's the art of saying no, okay? Because you're saying no to short-term pleasures, so you can say yes to a long-term success. So, think of Sarah, for example. The couch and a snack may have really felt good in the moment. You know, you may feel, oh man, let me just sit down, have a snack, watch TV. But she chose to prioritize her health by exercising. So you see that even when you don't feel it, even when you don't feel like it, this is now said practice of saying, practice delaying gratification even when you don't feel like it. All right? So maybe let's take another example, saving money. Imagine you are tempted to spend on the latest gadget, for example. Instead, you remind yourself of your long-term goal, a dream vacation maybe, or paying off your debt, whatever it is, and put that money into saving. So each time you make this choice, you strengthen your ability to delay gratification. You know, you strengthen that your choices now of doing that. So it becomes a routine, which is now contributing to your self-discipline, which then contribute to your self-control. Are you following? All right. And then the other thing then, part of this, it's really to stay, the other element that is very important is stay committed. So self-discipline, it's about commitment. Without it, even the best plan can fall apart. Okay? So sometime, and to do that sometime, writing your goals, and I have suggested to some people, which actually found it very helpful, writing your goals, not in terms of, yeah, you can have them somewhere. Write your goals, write them down, make them real. So because by when you have them in your head, so when a therapist told you to write things down, is that when you see it, you are more likely to do them. All right? So when it's just in your mind, how many things, when you started to do things, you know, a whole day passes by, you actually forgot. Oh, by the way, I needed to do what. So, but when you have it visible, it's a reminder of that goal. If you put it for the day, put it somewhere where you can see all the time. So now, so what you can do, I have seen some people who stick, you know, stick them somewhere visible. Let's say, for example, on your fridge, on your bathroom mirror, or even as what I do, something that is very important and I want to make sure that I pay attention to, it becomes visible to me. I actually make it a phone, my phone background. So then it's visible to me all the time. So, and then you think of that as your personal contract now. So each time you see those written goals, it is a reminder of what you are working towards. It's a reminder of what is that you're working towards. So Sarah stayed committed by revisiting her why every day, you know? So she remained committed. Every day she revisited that why. Every day. So her why, what was her why? Her why was her kids, and wanting to be a more active, a healthier mom. That's what her why. So, and what is yours? What is your why? So, right now, take a second to think about a real way you want, you know, an area where you want to improve your self-discipline. Okay? Think of an area where you want to improve your self-discipline. What one step you can take this week? I'm just asking you this week. What is that one step you can take this week to improve that area of self-discipline? So, share with us, share with me. You can call, and I would like to hear your story. So, just like the other callers who came through. So, let me hear your story. Our telephone number, 08333-66091. 08333-66091. So, we're talking about self-control. Senzo, peaceful, a peaceful soldier. So welcome. If you're just joining us, this is Eagle FM, and you are tuned in Mind Better. So this is a show where we discuss issues, concept, and psychological and social patterns and factors that affect how you think, how you feel, and how you make decisions in life. So, and today we're talking about self-control, and particularly looking at the processes that you go through in your mind, the process that you go through in your mind that determine how you behave and how you react and how you respond to situation, to people, to anything that that may affect you in a negative way. So we looked at self-discipline as one of the component that is very, very important to self-control. Try to help you understand how you can develop self-discipline. And also the other very important component as well is actually the willpower. No? The willpower, anything that you have achieved in your life is because you have developed that willpower. Okay? The strength to resist temptation. The willpower is that strength to resist temptation. It is the ability to resist a short-term temptation. And remember, if you follow from the very beginning when I talk about self, that there is a war of self-gratification. Short-term gratification against, you know, the right to do things, you know, to do right things, against the way, you know, the right to do right things, for that would help you to achieve a long-term goals. So that's the battle what we talked about from the very beginning. So now when you talk about willpower is like it's like a mental muscle. You know, the more you use it, the stronger it gets. So let me give an example. Let's take Danny. It's an example of Danny. Danny is a smoker. A smoker who wants to quit. Danny want to quit smoking. Every time he's around friends who smokes, or when he's stressed, when he's around friends who actually smokes, or when he's stressed. So he has that urge to light up, you know, a few cigarettes, and that urge becomes overwhelming. So when he's either around friends or when he's actually stressed. So what does Danny do? So now Danny taps into that now. He has to tap into that willpower. Remember? So he's surrounded by people. Whenever he's surrounded by people that smokes, or whenever he's actually stressed, he has that edge, the edge to light up, you know, and feel, you know, it feels overwhelming. So now resisting the impulse because he knows he has to resist that impulse because he knows the long-term reward. So what will be the long-term? A better health and more years. Maybe you spend with your kids because you have more health and believing that that's worth it. So by believing that that's worth it, you develop this willpower now. You understand? So self-control is not just something that you pull out nowhere and you have it. So it actually build. So self-control is actually built in what you want to achieve in life. So you understand. That's why we talk about self-discipline, which involve certain routine that you follow, and to be now able to be motivated actually to achieve that, which is now your willpower. There must be some kind of long-term reward. So what is actually long-term rewards? So people without that would actually be only drawn to what actually satisfied them at this point in time. When you don't have a goal and you don't think, you know, spending your money, okay, smoking, for example, when we talk about then, so whenever you feel, you know, when you're around the friends that smoke, you just smoke, you started smoke. Whenever you feel stressed, you just started smoke again. But if you feel that I want to be better, I want to have a better health, I want to be healthier, and also I want to, you know, I want to, it doesn't mean you can't die, maybe you're hit by a car, but also thinking that if I'm more healthy, the likelihood that I will be around my kids, you know, and take care of them and all that, it's much worth it. So that kind of goal, and you're resisting to the impulses, you know, create that willpower. So create that willpower, create that motivation for you to go on now. So then how can now, so let's also maybe look at how can we strengthen our willpower? So how do we strengthen that energy within us to, you know, to resist the temptation, to resist the urge that quite often within us that only want us to satisfy that only want to gratify this immediate need, and maybe not thinking in terms of long-term reward. Now, how can we strengthen our willpower? One of that is really, you know, it's being self-aware. I think I speak quite a lot about that. So self-aware is like, it's like holding a mirror up, you know, holding up a mirror in front of you. So now what do? The mirror, you know, when you are holding up a mirror, you're holding up a mirror to your what? To your habit. You're holding up your mirror to your emotions. You're holding up a mirror to your impulses. See them as they are. So you understand, it's about asking yourself, why do I act this way? What is really driving my behavior? Do you understand? So it's understanding the motivation behind your habit, behind your emotions, behind your impulses. So when you understand that, it's the only way you can be able to control that and then or be able to really create the energy to push forward. So as I said, self-control is not something that is hanging somewhere and you just pull it and you have it. So your self-control is based on some other things that you need to do. One of that, understanding, you know, your self-awareness. Why do I act this way? So what is driving my behavior? What is driving you that kind of behavior? Find out. For you to be able now to develop the willpower that really that pushes you to achieve what you to be a better, maybe to reach your better health, like Danny, to have a better health. So you have to find out why do I act in this way? Why do I drink? Do I drink because of stress? Do I drink because of I want to belong? Do I drink because, and what does it do to my goals? What does it do to my long-term rewards? So that's very important to understand. Okay? So here we're considering what triggers me. What are the triggers? So think of other, I'm just giving an example of Danny, but think of other small things that you do in your life, scrolling through your phone mindlessly, you know, when you are bored. Why do you do that? Do you do that because you're bored? Think of yourself, caught yourself doing that. Why do you do that? Is it because you are bored? Is it because you are addicted? You can't stop yourself? or reaching out, or reaching for a snack when you are stressed. There are people that when you are stressed, that's where now they eat quite a lot. So why do I do this? So sometimes you eat a lot, but you don't know whether do I eat because I'm stressed. So understanding that, that's one said, practice self-awareness. Understand where that behavior is coming from. And it's only when you understand, because otherwise if you don't understand, you cannot be able to develop that willpower to actually achieve what you want to achieve. And it's only when you understand that you can be able to do those. These moments of clarity are the first step actually to change. For you, if you want to change, you need to have this moment of clarity. Take Danny, for example. He realized his smoking habit was, it was not just about nicotine. You understand? It was not just about, you know, feeling good of the smoking. It was also his way of coping with stress. So it was not just feeling good. Oh, or looking, you know, sometimes it used to be like a fashion when you smoke, you know, the way they smoke and it looks so sexy and you understand? And how they hold the cigarette and all that. So it was not just about the nicotine, the kind of like, you know, that you get out of there, the smoke itself or whatever that people enjoy. It was also, for him, it was also a way of coping with stress. Understanding that once you identify this, so he could tackle the root causes. Now you can be able to tackle the root causes. So I want you to think about a habit or an impulse you want to change. Okay, think of an impulse or habit that you want to change. What are the moments or emotion that make it hardest to resist? Okay, what is those moments? So what I want you to identify, maybe there are moments, because you know, when I'm with other friends, when I'm with my friends, I find it difficult actually to resist this. Or when I'm stressed, maybe I find it difficult to resist this. So what are the hardest moments, you know, that make it, what it make it hardest to resist? So once you find out that, then that would help you now to develop the willpower, because now you know what actually is preventing you from achieving from self-control. Okay, so, and you're most welcome. You can share your triggers with us. Recognizing is actually, as I said, recognizing them is the first step to mastering them. You know, once you recognize that, it's like anything. Sometimes you go on in your life without really understanding without knowing consciously what is going on. But once you start to know, that's how you started actually to make a change in your life. You won't be able to change something that you don't know. So the self-awareness is the first thing if you want to actually strengthen your willpower, as a component of self-control. All right. The other thing is, it's like this one, this guy that I was talking to earlier on, something called, implementation intention. So implementation intention is that before, you know, self-control, you won't just practice it when the situation is happening when the situation is happening. What you do, you prepare yourself either mentally, you know, you think through of what if then, you know, kind of like if this happened, you know, it's not, that person didn't just think that, okay, when someone swear to me with my mom, I shouldn't react. You know, it's something that a person thought through before the situation. Do you understand? So, and then what does that? It's kind of like you already prepared the intention how you will act when this situation comes. It's kind of like you're planning ahead. So that's one way you can strengthen your willpower. So now that you have identified your trigger, so it is now time to plan. So the concept may sound technical, but it's really about creating simple if then strategies to prepare for moment of weaknesses. When I will find myself in this moment, this is how I will behave. If then like that. So Denny approach, for example, when we look at Denny's approach, was straightforward. If I feel like smoking, let's say I chew a gum. You know, I chew a gum instead. So this gave him a specific action to take when faced with temptation. And this, you cannot just do it when the situation presents itself. It's something that you think through. It's part of creating that, when you want to strengthen your willpower, is things that you think through before a situation happen. So maybe another example might be, if I'm stressed at work, because one of the problems is that of smoking is because, it's because of stress. So if I'm stressed at work, I will, like this guy said, he will actually walk away. You know, I step outside for a quick walk, instead of maybe like, because otherwise that could become also a habit. Instead of maybe checking your social media, I walk away, take a walk and think through things. So you see, those are things that you already, if you want to strengthen that willpower, that contribute to yourself, self control. So what does that mean? You're creating a routine that becoming your something that you do automatically. So you're following me. So you see, these are small practices that I'm talking to you, that I'm highlighting. Sounds simple, but when they are practiced over time, they become part of your reaction, of your response. Okay? So instead of shouting, you know, now, so when he find himself in a situation now where there are other people with other smokers, so what do you do? He throw in his chew gum. So that already, and it, the more you practice that, that actually give you now. That's how you create a willpower and self-discipline as a component that are very strong. That are very important to your self-control. So I think you can see pattern. Do you see what I'm trying to communicate to you? So yeah, it's not, what I'm trying to say is that self-discipline or self-control is not a concept that you just grab and do. No, it's embedded in small practical, actions, things that you do on a day-to-day basis to create that environment and decision and values and things like that, that it becomes a habit for you. All right? So I hope you're getting what I'm saying. All right? And so next time, I want you to think ahead then, you know, when it comes to this. I want you to think ahead that, what is your next temptation likely to be? So what is your next temptation likely to be? And maybe it is staying up late to, well, you know what that's referred to, bitch watching your favorite maybe series. Then you don't even get enough sleep. So now your plan could be, you know, if I feel tempted to watch one more episode or so, I will then set my phone alarm, you know, to remind me to go and sleep. So you see what I'm trying to say. So you have to have this kind of, first of all, it's a discipline to discipline you. It's not just something you can think in your mind, but really have this practical over. If you do this over time, they definitely make a change in your life. So you see what I'm saying? So now you're welcome. What our time now? It's about, we still only have 5 minutes left. So you still have time. We still have 5 minutes. If you want to share your if then plans with us, with me. So, planning ahead, not only, then when you're planning ahead, it's not only strengthening your resolve, but also increases your chances of staying on track as well. All right. So let's have a quick musical break again, and then when we come back, we just probably a wrap up for our discussion.
Yeah, man. So now I'm gonna give you this song called Together as One. You know, when I play this song back home in South Africa, they call me a politician. And only to find that I don't know nothing about politics. I'm not a politician. All I sing and talk about is what is happening to me and to the people around me. This is a song called Together as One. As One.
Why do you like it?
Too many people hate apartheid.
Why do you like it?
Hey, you Rastaman, hey, you European, Indian, man, we gotta come together as one. Hey, you Rastaman, hey, you European, Indian, man, we gotta come together as one. Hey, you Rastaman, hey, you Rastafarian, in the end, we got to come together as one.
Don't forget you, the Japanese. Thank you.
miss this guy, man. Oh, Lucky Dube, together as one. You know, yeah. Our time, actually, we have come to the end of our time. 2 minutes past the hour of one, and that brings us to the end of Mind Matters. Really, today I just wanted to look at given what is happening in our country, I thought maybe this today was just looking at, because typically I wanted to look at the process that happened, what happened within our mind, when it comes to the decision that we make, and how do we, define self-control, and how do we put that in practice. And specifically, I wanted to look at two important component of self-discipline, of self-control, which are self-discipline and willpower, and understanding the process within you and how you create this, the willpower, how you create a self-discipline, it would help you, then to know what are practices that you need to do, what are habits, what are practices that you need to do, what are action things that you need to do to develop that, to develop this quality of self-discipline, of quality of willpower within yourself, that would contribute to your self-control. So that's basically what I wanted to, with what the kind of examples and element that I focus on, is to help you understand that. So hopefully I was able to do that. So now, and when we're looking at this, you know, self-control is not about being perfect. It's about being intentional. It's really being about intentional. Self-discipline that we talked about, it builds the foundation. And willpower, that we just also talk about, it gives you the strength, to stay on course, to stay on track in what you're pursuing. All right. And together they are, you can say unstoppable, forces or element, when it comes to, self-control for positive change in your life. All right. So, and here's the question for you. All right. What is one area of your life where you can start practicing self-control? So just think about it. What one area of your life where you can start practicing self-control? Just start with that area. Just that one area that you can start today, practicing self-control. Don't think of other areas that might be, you know, still. Just start with one. And then, you know, from slowly by slowly, do the same thing to other parties as well. So, yeah, I wanted us to look, to go into the journey of self-control, looking at how then you practice, how do you manage, self-control. We couldn't go there. Maybe we can look at that next Saturday, or we completely might look at different something, but we also have covered few things that might help you, in looking at yourself when it comes to self-control. So I will leave you in a capable hand of, the lady called the Matriarch, and she's coming, on the program, Elizabeth Wolf. So, yeah, coming up is Elizabeth Wald, and I wish you a very good Saturday evening. That's coming up Saturday afternoon, Saturday evening, and Sunday. So do relax so that you build up energy for next week, for work next week. So for me, Mike Chiavelli, I wish you a very good day so far. And all the best. Today is a Press Freedom Day, a World Press Freedom Day, and I wish all the journalists and also the whoever involved in press, and also in broadcasting, probably we have also journalists. So happy day to you, happy Press Freedom Day to everyone. And I would ask every, you know, every citizen to really, what would I say? To take this day, to remind us, the day this to remind us about the free, independent and pluralistic media, which understand that having that would actually sustain our democracy and promote human rights when we have people that are open and free to provide information. So for me, Michael Shivadi, it's a goodbye for now.